For more years than I care to remember, I have thought that most problems with Christians having a right view of God have been caused by doubt and unbelief. But as I've meditated deeply on Romans 12:2, I'm coming round to the view that it could be more about the way they think than downright unbelief. Further, I think that the key to their heart is their head. It's in the way they think and perceive. Consider this for a moment. If you have a wrong view of God based on your early years and your experience of your own father, who, let's face it, was less than perfect, you have, without realising it, formed a mindset about what God's like. Unfortunately, that mindset is completely at variance with the truth of who he is. And Jesus told us that the truth would set us free. About 2 weeks ago, God declared he wanted us to know him, and he said this: I want you to know me, know my holiness, know my perfection, know my joy, know my love, know my goodness, know my plans, know me, know me. I want you to know me. And I have given you my Holy Spirit for this express purpose, that you might know me, become more and more intimately acquainted with me. Some of you are in a stuck place, and you need to take God up on his offer to know him as he really, really is. To help you in the process, may I ask you to take two sheets of paper. On the first, write the heading, How I See God. On the other, What the Bible Tells Me About Him. Then take a slow, thoughtful look at 1 Corinthians 13, where you will see what the agape love of God looks like, and Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the fruit of his Spirit. Both are describing something of the nature and attributes of God, what he's really, really like. Now, using your first sheet of paper, which is headed up How I See God, list how you see him. Be real. Don't put what you think you should put. Be real. Next, take the second sheet of paper headed up What the Bible Tells Me About Him, and list what you found in those two scriptures you just looked at. When you've done the exercise, you can see your current mindset versus who God really is, and a little of what he's really, really like. As a result of your findings, beloved, do you need to change your mind? If so, throw that first sheet of paper away and concentrate your thoughts on the second. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You may even discover that herein lies the key to opening the door of your heart.